You're listening to SBS News.
Santa's elves are having to upskill their cyber credentials this year as the coronavirus outbreak limits traditional physical visits to Father Christmas. A London entertainment agency has launched a digital alternative backed by the founder of online encyclopedia, Wikipedia.
Santa's very old and crotchety sometimes, and this new IT can be a little bit difficult for an old dog to learn. But I've got there, and every child can have a visit. So I'm very pleased to be able to say that.
That's Santa John, one of a group of Father Christmas performers who are part of a new digital online experience called Santa HQ. They're being schooled in a skill that's become essential in 2020, conducting online video calls. England's nationwide coronavirus lockdown is set to end next week, but most people will continue to face tight restrictions on socialising and business, with pubs and restaurants ordered to remain shut across much of the country's densely populated Midlands and North. Matt Grist is the managing director of the London-based entertainment agency, the Ministry of Fun.
I would be surprised if we do much more than 10-15% of normal bookings this year, which is huge. It's huge for the events industry, it's huge for the entertainment industry, as the whole year has been. And certainly for all those Santa performers that usually go out and meet children from the end of November every day all the way up to Christmas, that's obviously a big change. So we wanted to make sure that that wasn't the case for their benefit, but also and mainly for the children, obviously.
At Santa HQ, young users can access daily content throughout December, including sing-alongs, dancing, arts and crafts. A one-on-one live video call with Santa is one of the highlights. Matt Grist again.
It became very apparent that as well as live events, there needed to be something as well. There needed to be an alternative offering. And the obvious way, obviously, for Santa to still be able to meet as many people as possible was to also enable him to communicate online. So that's where Santa HQ was born. So he can talk to children actually all over the world, direct into their homes from his home in the North Pole.
Santa video calls start from £30, that's around 55 Australian dollars. Mr. Grist says the price isn't far removed from the cost of physical grotto visits, taking into account travel costs and more. The project is backed by internet entrepreneur and Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales, who had an idea for a similar project this summer.
I started thinking about how everybody was moving on to Zoom and doing all these things virtually, and it just struck me that, wow, actually, this year, it's really important that we give kids a great Christmas. It's been a tough year for everybody, and a lot of bad news is quite scary to young children. And I realized we also shouldn't be congregating in shopping malls and in department stores to visit Santa Claus, and it should all just move online.
This Father Christmas performer is looking forward to speaking to children from his connected grotto instead. He says many are in need of a magical Christmas after a difficult year.
Christmas hasn't changed. Christmas, there's still going to be people wanting to talk to Santa. There's still people going to want to celebrate Christmas. The fact that there aren't any grottos is just simply one factor in what we might call the entire portrait of Christmas, the entire spirit of Christmas. The fact of the matter is that Santa is still as much, possibly more needed this year than ever before.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.